This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. 30 years ago this week, the last U.S. helicopter left the roof of the American Embassy in Saigon as South Vietnam fell to the communist North. That closed the final chapter of the bitter Vietnam War for Americans. But for the Vietnamese, there was more suffering to come. Central planning crippled Vietnam's economy, and Vietnamese troops would go into combat again against different enemies. NPR's Michael Sullivan has the first of a 5-part series on how Vietnam is faring after 3 decades. He's traveling from north to south through the country on Highway 1, and today he begins in Lang Son Province.
The town of Lang Son is only a few miles from the Chinese border, surrounded by limestone hills and green paddy fields, just 100 miles from Vietnam's capital, Hanoi. Lang Son, like almost every large town in Vietnam, has a cemetery for its war dead. This one is about a mile from the town center, near the car dealership. A couple of roosters loiter outside. There are nearly 500 small, neatly kept graves here. On each headstone, along with the name, is the inscription Liệt Sĩ, or Martyr. Some of those resting here died fighting the French, others the Americans. But the vast majority here, says the cemetery's caretaker, Nong Thi Hong, died in Vietnam's short but bloody border war with China, just 4 years after the end of the war with America.
Most of them died in 1979. There are 23 tombs for people killed during the war against the French. 38 tombs are for people killed during the American war. The rest were killed fighting the Chinese.
What the Vietnamese call the American War lasted more than a decade. The border war with China, sparked by Vietnam's invasion of Cambodia in 1978, was over in a matter of weeks. But it caused far more damage in Lang Son than anything done by the Americans. 60-year-old restaurant owner Vu Bích Thuy remembers the day the Chinese troops arrived in her town.
When the Chinese attacked, all the women and children were told to evacuate. After the Chinese withdrew, we came back here and saw most of the buildings had been destroyed.
Over the next decade, border skirmishes were common, more names for the cemetery on the hill. By the early 90s, however, the relationship had warmed considerably. The Chinese are once again flooding across the border, and this time, they're welcome. The Friendship Gate border crossing is at kilometer zero on Vietnam's National Highway 1A. Shortly before 10 in the morning, several dozen Chinese begin walking across. Vietnamese Captain Lê Quang Dao, the man in charge here, says the Chinese just keep coming.
In the past few months, we've seen an increase in the number of Chinese people coming here. On average, we're now getting between 500 and 700 people coming through here per day.
China sends more tourists to Vietnam than any other foreign country. But the economic benefit of tourism is only a fraction of a much bigger trade relationship, consumer goods flooding across the border. On the Chinese side of the border crossing, construction crews are working on a new 4-lane tunnel through a hill that will connect this crossing with a new highway from the Chinese city of Nanning. The new road is set to be finished in October. It will make it easier for China to move its goods to market in Vietnam. The cross-border trade has transformed the local economy. In the town center, hundreds of vendors are squeezed into the central market, their stalls piled high with consumer goods, boomboxes, digital cameras, DVD players, much of it smuggled across the border to avoid paying duty. Buses crowd the parking area outside. They've brought Vietnamese businessmen from the south. They'll buy cheap here, then sell dear back home. 58-year-old vendor Nguyen Thi Binh says the war years were bleak. Now that they are over, she says, things are much better.
The memory of the two wars is still very clear. During the American War, many of my friends and relatives died. And after that, when the Chinese came here, I lost everything. But after the border gate opened, things started to improve.
But that better life depends almost entirely on continued trade and good relations with China. and this makes many Vietnamese uneasy, in part because Vietnam has been resisting Chinese aggression and occupation for more than 1,500 years. And that long history helps explain why many Vietnamese, like this Lang Son internet cafe owner, Nguyen Minh Thuan, view their neighbor China with suspicion.
The Chinese are different from us. Our ancestors have warned us that the Chinese are cunning and dangerous. We all know that. But we also know that we have to put development ahead of everything else and just hope that the peace will last.
A lasting peace would not only be welcome, it would also be something new. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
Michael's series continues tomorrow as he goes to Hanoi and hears memories of the Christmas bombing there.